This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is on a path of development driven by the aspirations of crores of people. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave in Bhubaneswar. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit hosted by the Odisha government aimed at positioning the state as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Speaking at the conclave, the Prime Minister emphasized that AI stands for both artificial intelligence and the aspiration of India, which is the country's strength.
आज भारत विकास के ऐसे पथ पर चल रहा है जिसको करोड़ों लोगों की एस्पिरेशंस ड्राइव कर रही है। एआई का युग है, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस ही इसकी चर्चा है, लेकिन भारत के लिए तो एआई सिर्फ नहीं, एस्पिरेशन ऑफ इंडिया हमारी ताकत है। और एस्पिरेशन तब बढ़ती है जब लोगों की नीड्स पूरी होती है। बीते दशक में करोड़ों देशवासियों को एम्पावर करने का लाभ आज देश को दिख रहा है।
The Prime Minister said that Eastern India is the growth engine of the country, with Odisha playing a crucial role in India's progress. Addressing investors, the Prime Minister urged them to seize the opportunity to invest in Odisha's development journey, assuring them that their investments would lead to unprecedented success. India has lodged a strong protest over an incident involving firing by the Sri Lankan Navy during the apprehension of Indian fishermen. The Sri Lankan Acting High Commissioner in New Delhi was summoned to the Ministry of External Affairs today, and a strong protest was lodged regarding the incident. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian High Commission in Colombo has also raised the matter with the Sri Lankan government. An incident of firing by the Sri Lankan Navy during the apprehension of 13 Indian fishermen near Delft Island was reported in the early hours of this morning. In Bangladesh, railway services have been suspended across the country as the running staff launched an indefinite strike to demand special post-retirement benefits. The strike began at midnight yesterday after talks between railway authorities and the Union of Train Drivers and Support Staff failed. As a result, passengers are facing significant inconvenience as trains scheduled to depart after midnight were cancelled, bringing train operations across the country to a standstill. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Delhi Assembly polls are scheduled for 5th of February and counting will take place on the 8th of next month. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 5 people died and over 40 others were injured in a stampede following the collapse of a makeshift stage at the Bhagwan Adinath Nirvan Laddu Festival in Baghpat today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed the officials to expedite relief efforts and ensure proper treatment for the injured. The Uttar Pradesh government has significantly enhanced security arrangements at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow to ensure safety of devotees. The state government has implemented a robust 7-tier security plan. The Mahakumbh area has been designated as a no VIP zone. Around 3,000 CCTV cameras, including 328 AI-enabled cameras, have been installed across the Mela grounds. The Uttar Pradesh government is anticipating a rush of around 8 to 10 crore devotees on Mauni Amavasya. The National Games 2025 are commencing in Uttarakhand from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the grand sports event in Dehradun this evening. The opening ceremony will showcase a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers and national players, have started arriving for the event. In ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Scotland by 150 runs at Bayumas Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia this afternoon. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the third T20 international match at Rajkot in Gujarat today at 7 this evening. Benchmark... I beg your pardon. That is the end of this news bulletin.